coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, the second day of December 2021. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm going to get right into the issue. As you know, Monday and Tuesday, I took the first segment of each program, talked about Fauci, talked about the NIH, the NAIAD, talked about different issues. I just want to recap what I said just very, very briefly here, because I think it's so important to understand and for this information to be put out there in the public. First and foremost, Fauci took over the NIAID back in 1984. Right now, he's the highest paid federal employee on the planet, or at least in America, making some $417,000 plus per year. But the Fauci generation, since Fauci took over the NIAID, since he became head of that, the America's children have become the sickest generation in our history. The American population is the least healthy citizenry on the planet. Fauci is subservient. Again, please understand, this is one man, just a start, but Fauci is subservient to agriculture, big agriculture, big food products, pharmaceutical companies that have left our children just drowning in a toxic soup of pesticide residues, high fructose corn syrup, processed foods. While also, and this is what he ushered in as well and capped off, our children are serving as literal pincushions for some 69 mandated vaccine dosages by the age of 18, and none of those vaccine doses have been properly tested. And, I reminded people this week, and I'm going to do it again, and I'll probably do it tomorrow, that when Fauci took office, America was still ranked among the healthiest of populations. This past August, a study by the Commonwealth Fund ranked America's healthcare system dead last among industrialized nations, with the highest infant mortality rate and the lowest life expectancy. Under his leadership, very quickly, allergic, autoimmune, and chronic illnesses. And this is the specialty of NIAID. This is his venue, specifically charging the NIAID to investigate and prevent such things as allergic issues and autoimmune deficiency and chronic illnesses. Those specific diseases, illnesses, have mushroomed to afflict some 54% of our children today. What was it when he took over? 12.8%. That was in 1984. Just so you understand what's taking place. Remember what happened with AIDS back in HIV and AIDS. Remember what happened after AIDS, subsequent to AIDS, because, and by the way, the most dangerous place to be in anywhere is between Fauci and a television camera or Fauci and a microphone. But Fauci spent his time crafting public responses to a series of both actual and manufactured viral outbreaks. HIV, AIDS in 1983, SARS in 2003, MERS in 2014, the bird flu, remember that, in 2005, swine flu, which was the novel H1N1 virus in 2009. Dengue fever. In 2012, Ebola in 2014, Zika in 2015, and I should say Ebola in 2014, 2015, and 2016, to be fair, to be accurate, and then, of course, now the what's known as COVID-19 from 2019, late 2019 through the present. So Let me again, before I get into what I want to show you, I just want to bring in the CDC and the FDA. The CDC, folks, never forget, they own 57 patents right now, and they currently spend, they've got a $12 billion budget, and they spend almost half of that, almost $5 billion, buying and distributing vaccines. They are in the vaccine-pushing business. This is the CDC now. NIH, the National Institute of Health, which is the umbrella organization over Fauci's group, they own hundreds of vaccine patents, and they profit from the sale of products that they regulate. They're supposed to regulate the products, but they're selling them. They're distributing them. And instead of having the oversight, it's just a rubber stamp. Meanwhile, you've got Fauci, who's making $417,000 per year. I'm sure that's right in line with your salary, right? Because he's so special. He gets $150,000 a pop in royalty payments on the jabs, injections, vaccines that the NIAID that they helped develop and rush through the approval process or rubber stamp through the approval process. And by the way, the FDA, they receive 45% of their budget from the pharmaceutical industry. You paying attention yet? You catching on yet? To be specific, Fauci's annual salary of record is $417,608. So here we are, December 2nd, 2021. We're looking at a number of things. Again, remember Mondays and Tuesday, that particular, the first segment of each show, I did an expose on what's going on from going over a lot of this information in greater detail. All right. Can we criticize Fauci? Because he's the guy of science, right? And I'm not going to play any videos about Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and about Fauci, that demonic laughter, that garden, no maggot laughing. And so I'm not going to play those. But here is where we're at in terms of the worship of St. Fauci. And I said this, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to drive this point home because CNN, Peter Hotez, the doctor there of record, and before CNN, you know him. If you watch CNN, if you do, shame on you. But he published in a scientific journal the idea that if you criticize Fauci, that criticism should of Dr. Fauci should be made a felony and expanded under the Federal Hate Crime Protection Act. And also, anyone who questions a vaccine or what they define as a vaccine should, in fact, be included in that potential law, the potential criminal filing. I want to play right now, just so you have this. Greg Reese did a great video. This goes over, or I should say summarizes, my first two segments. Again, I'm on Monday and Tuesday. Folks, please go back to HagmanReport.com and please watch the segments or listen to them on Spreaker or whatever platform. And please share them. I don't ask much, right? So please share them. But Greg Reese, I believe this was yesterday. I'm not sure when. Yeah, thank you. Yesterday, he put together a video. And this is based in part on RFK Jr.'s book. And this has a lot of information in there that we spoke about or I spoke about. So go ahead and run that. It's just a few minutes in length, but it really encapsulates what Fauci is all about.
The reception of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is clear evidence of a mass awakening. The people are waking up to see Fauci for what he is, an absolute psychopath. We've learned of how he directed experiments at the NIAID in which beagles had their vocal cords removed and their heads enclosed in cages where sand fleas ate them alive. And we've learned of how he fraudulently used PCR tests to illegitimately push a known deadly drug upon tens of thousands of people. And many are now learning that in 1992, under the direction of Anthony Fauci, the NIAID funded drug trials on HIV-positive children. Although many of the children were healthy and asymptomatic, they had merely tested positive via faulty PCR tests administered through New York's Child Welfare Department, who then handed them over to the deadly experiments. Most of the drugs being tested on the children were already known to cause deformities, organ failure, brain damage, and other lethal side effects. And yet, the children were required to continue with the drugs regardless of negative side effects. Those administering the drugs were explicitly told that all adverse side effects they witnessed in the children were being caused by the HIV infection and not the drugs. When parents refused to consent to these barbaric trials, Children's Services took their kids and placed them with foster families or children's homes where participation in the trial would be assured. When the children resisted the deadly drugs, they were brought to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where plastic tubes were surgically inserted into their stomachs, and the deadly drugs they were trying to escape were pumped directly into their bodies. Once the children died, their bodies were added to a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, a large pit with astroturf thrown over it.
Gate of Heaven
Cemetery. To get around the Nuremberg Code and other laws, the state of New York created a special review board comprised of the hospital stakeholders. One may wonder, other than torturing and killing innocent children, what were they trying to accomplish? They already knew of the negative side effects that these drugs were having on adults. But the more we learn about Anthony Fauci, the more we realize that he is an absolute psychopath. And it doesn't matter why psychopaths do what they do. Fauci and his criminal cohorts belong in cages, at the very least. Anthony Fauci is just one old crook in a massive conspiracy that is aggressively pushing to inject everyone's children with the new deadly and debilitating mRNA experimental jabs, whether you like it or not. Going after Fauci is a drop in the bucket, but at least it's a start. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right. Thank you, Greg Reese. Thank you, InfoWars, and Alex and Owen and everyone there at InfoWars. Appreciate you guys. And that's pretty much, doesn't that kind of summarize the way some of the things that I talked about Monday and Tuesday? But the specifics on Monday and Tuesday are important, as a matter of fact, because we're talking about a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York. That's Westchester County, okay, which actually is opposite. It's on the road opposite of Valhalla Park, and there's a mass grave there, roughly a thousand children, or in a monument with 1,000 children's names on it. But that's the guy, along with NIAID and his colleagues, that are responsible for the mess back in the 80s and 90s, and it continues today. So the reason this is important is because we are looking at a continuous course of criminal conduct. Folks, I talk about this a lot in behavioral criminal profiling. These people, in my particular assessment, my opinion, are psychopaths. They want to kill you. They want to kill us. They want to enslave those that they can't or won't kill. They're going to keep around for whatever purposes as their little slaves. They want humanity down by, there's 7 billion on the planet right now. They want to cut that down by 80, 90%. They want a 500 million, I believe, or whatever it is, Georgia Guidestones. But the fact of the matter is, this process is taking place right now. Now, the reason this is important, because we can learn from the past. We have evidence of past criminal conduct extending into the current venue. Okay, so why is this so important? Because right now, if this is not the biggest red pill on the planet, I don't know what is. There's two things taking place. Number one, the European Union, Alex Jones covered this yesterday. The European Union is announcing that they're going to, ultimately, they're making plans to inject everybody. It doesn't matter if you want it or not. They're going to inject everybody with this toxic substance that they call a vaccine, which is nothing more than an mRNA toxic substance. Number two. And by the way, that's coming here. That will come here. I guess we really don't have to. Well, we really don't have to go beyond that. That's their intent. You know, people talk about wanting to take away our guns, wanting to take, wanting to restrict freedoms. Look, and there is a number two to hear. There's a second part of this as well. While you were sleeping, and I don't hear anybody talking about this. Maybe some are. I haven't seen it. I'm going to get to the document dump on Pfizer momentarily. But did you know, have you heard of H.R. 550, the surveillance bill? The Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act of 2021. Have you heard about this? Eric the Tech, can we bring this up? There it is, right there. You've got to take a look at the text of this bill. I'm telling you right now, this is just an amazing piece of legislation. Now, let me get to my electronic notes here, right? Yep, that's the other one. Okay, so what's going on here? Is they want to track, let me get it up here. Again, this is H.R. 550, which, by the way, has 80 Republican votes, as if Republican, Democrat makes a difference. But this act is to amend the Public Health Service with respect to immunization system data modernization and expansion and for other purposes. They're setting the stage through this act and associated pieces of legislation that they're quietly putting in, including stuff in the infrastructure bill, including stuff in the Build Back Better legislation to monitor those people, conduct surveillance of those who are vaxxed and unvaxxed. Well, why? Because they want to make, they're going to force comply. It's an issue of force compliance. If you don't take this jab, then you're not going to be able to buy or sell or enter into a restaurant or even worse, enter into a supermarket, you know, buy anything, right? It's just, you won't even be able to have a bank account. You are going to be banished to essentially a FEMA camp. Look what they're doing in Australia. You can go on social media and go ahead and keep that up there, or at least keep the homepage up there. I want people to really research this. And if you don't mind, just the title to that bill. But heck with it. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, there it is right there on the screen. Sorry about that, Eric. The text is going, what do you want me to do? What? What's that? Let me do my job. He said, yeah, thank you. Yeah, sorry about that, Eric the Tech. Oh, my gosh. You know, he's a good-humored guy, and he is the good-humored guy. But the fact, yeah, we need some humor here. But look, folks, this is all about conducting activities, including with respect to, and this is in general, in the general page of this, to conduct activities, including with respect to interoperability, population reporting, and bidirectional reporting, meaning it goes both ways, to expand, enhance, and improve immunization information systems that are administered by health departments or other agencies. Okay, this goes on and on and on. Okay, now part B here, real quick, award grants and cooperative agreements to health departments or other such governmental entities that administer immunization information systems. And it goes on to examine to state that they will have NGO partnerships and such. All right. So there is that. Okay. Now, keep that in the back of your mind. All right. Now let's move on to the latest. This was kind of unexpected, and it's really interesting because in real time I was watching this during the night, early morning hours this morning. And you know, you can put that, it doesn't matter, you can take that off. Don't yell at me, I'm gonna cry. There was a data dump, all right? Yeah, see, you remember all of the talk about, hey, the FDA is saying we need 55 years. Alex Jones talked about this yesterday. We need 55, and it's been talking about this. We need 55 years in order to comply with record requests made by the public health and medical professionals for transparency. They wanted the records. They wanted the control files. Hey, for this alleged vaccine, again, it's not a vaccine. It's a toxic injection. It's medical rape without the lube on American the entire population. So the FDA said, no, we can't release this for 55 years. Okay, well, guess what? A federal judge ordered that they must comply, the FDA must comply with this FOIA request. All right. And Pfizer was put in a, or the FDA was put in a kind of an awkward position. The FDA was. Again, remember, this is why earlier this week it was so important, because I went over this. The FDA, hang on a second. Again, I've got to remind you here. The FDA, sing along with me. Where do I have it? The FDA owns... Let's see. The FDA. Let me see how many times I can say that. All right. The FDA owns a lot of. They own a lot of patents for the jabs. All right. So it's in my notes somewhere. But that's not important. So anyway. But they put the FDA in a very bad position. So the FDA says, all right, you know, look, here's what we'll do. If this may please the court, we'll release about 500 documents per month. Well, the first 38 pages came out yesterday. I'm going to give you the punchline first. Between December 1st of 2020 and February 28th of 2021. It's Pfizer now, under this FDA FOIA request. Again, how long of a period? All of December, all of January, all of February. Less than 90 days. I think it's 89 days, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 90 days. No, I'll just say 90 days. In that 90-day period, and if you can put that document up on the screen, I want to show people this. This is what was submitted in response to the FOIA request. Some 1,200 people died as a direct result of the Pfizer jab. This, according to Pfizer's own documents. Spontaneous abortions occurred in 23 women out of 270 who were pregnant and received the jab. And in that 3-month period, 2,000, give or take, cardiac disorders were suffered by the recipients of this jab. Now, I'm going to show you something kind of interesting. Let me pull this up myself on my handy-dandy. Okay, here it is right here. Eric the Tech, if you can scroll down to... let's see. I think it's on page... because I've been looking all through this. Okay, page 6. The numeric page 6, not the paginated one. Or maybe it's the same. the 3.1.1 general overview. Let's take a look at this together, shall we? It is estimated that approximately doses. Wait a minute. What was that thing? Oh, they redacted the number of doses. Why would they do that? But let's continue regardless. Because FOIA is all that, right? The compliance with FOIA. It's all that. It's estimated that approximately doses of BNT162B2 were shipped worldwide from the receipt of the first temporary authorization for emergency supply on 1 December 2020 through 28 February 2021. So we have the time period. We just don't know how many doses were shipped out. So let's take a look at the next paragraph, because again, this is Pfizer's own statement. And you know, because wait a second, Eric the Tech made this for me. God bless him. Can you switch the camera to me? Thank you. Folks, these are our top sellers at $99.95. These are our top sellers, fashioned by Eric the Tech, by his own hands, made of double, triple ply aluminum foil that blocks out all of the EMF radiation. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a brain protector. This is for conspiracy theorists, but I'm not that. I'm a conspiracy realist, because I'm going to tell you right now, there are conspiracies. Oh, I don't tell me there are no conspiracies. Oh, there are conspiracies. In fact, I've been involved in the prosecution of conspiracies. But I digress. Again, yours for the low price of $99.95. And it comes with Eric the Tech's own signature on there. All right. I had to do that. So the information here is the for the radio audience, it was a tinfoil or aluminum foil, tinfoil hat, whatever you want to call it. Cumulatively, through that time period, there were a total of, and you can put that back up on page 6.3.1.1, there were a total of 82,086 case reports, 25,379 medically confirmed, and 16,707 non-medically confirmed, containing 158,893 events. Now, events in this case, they ain't good things. They're not good. When you have an event, that doesn't mean, hey, graduation party. No, these are not good to have an event. Now, most cases, some 34,762, were received from the U.S., 13,700 from the U.K., and it goes on from there. And there's a table on that's part of this. Table one, if you scroll down just a tad there, you're going to see that table. All right. And the general overview, selected characteristics of all cases received during the reporting interval, male, female, no data. I don't know. How do you, no data. It must be the, we don't know, because the libtards don't know. You know, they don't even know what bathroom to use. So, okay. They don't know what pronouns to use. So look at the numbers here, the age ranges and the case outcome. Fatal, 1,223 during that period. Fatal. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're a Chipotle guy, right? Eric the Tech? You like Chipotle. Or was it Chipotle that had that E. coli lettuce outbreak thing? Wait, what was that? I don't know. There was like three cases of E. coli from the lettuce, or I think it was E. coli. They almost burned the places down. They shut everything down. Took the lettuce out. Remember the swine flu? 25 deaths? Man, they shut everything down. That's it. We're done. Yet, during that 3-month period, 1,223 people. And people will say, whoa, wait a second, out of gazillions. No, you're misrepresenting the numbers. First of all, they redacted the numbers. And second of all, so we really don't know what the percentage is, but I can guarantee you this is just one company. This is just 90 days. Oh, this is another one too that's really important. Not recovered at the time of this report, 11,361. What does that even mean? That means a permanent disability. Like what? Like strokes, microclots, pulmonary emboli, plural, myocarditis, which means that your heart's been put through a wood chipper, pericarditis, which, you know, could kill you in 5 years. Those kind of things. So, hey, you know what? It's perfectly safe. Hey, you science deniers, you vaccine hesitant people. Hey, Jim Cramer, bite me. And anyone that says, oh, take it. It's safe. It's safe. Yeah. Okay. So their own data shows it's not safe. They would have shut this down 50 years ago, half a century ago. In fact, they would have shut it. A normal person would have shut it. We had, look, back in the swine flu time, or not swine flu, the last version, the last flu thing, just a decade plus ago, they stopped trying to force vaccines on people because of a limited number of adverse events. Now we got them coming out our you know, wazoos. These people are friggin' mass murderers. You people that have said, okay, jabby. In fact, let's take our children and let's sacrifice them to Moloch. Let's do that. It's a great idea. I want to be the first in line. What is wrong with you? You won't look at the science. You call us conspiracy kooks. You're going to take a chance on this? Oh, but you don't know the number because that could be like a 0.0000%. What, bull.
Oh.
Because it's not. You know it. Why did they redact that number? That's number one. And number two, aside from that, children, for the love of God, you've got to bring up Barack Hussein, Barry Satoro, Obama, along with St. Anthony psychopath Fauci together. And helping kids get the vaccine. I'm not, you know, Alex, I can, honest to God, Alex, I know where you're coming from. Yesterday, I know. You said I had a panic attack and we're killing our children. This is certain death for our children. And it's not accidental. This is willing. This is purposeful. And yet, you conservative Christian nutbags. Hey, Franklin Graham, you better get on your friggin' knees and you better repent, in my view, for pushing something you have got no clue about. I don't know who you answer to. I don't really, well, you see what's going on, right? You see what's going on? I hope you do. Is Steve on? All right. I'm not going to yell anymore. But I'm pissed off because what we're seeing is genocide. It's eugenics. And I don't care. Everything else doesn't really friggin' matter. But what does matter is my good friend, my brother. Who told me, you know what? He told me a quarter of a century ago. He said, Doug, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. He told me this. And I, oh, come on. Yeah. I was going to send him this. He told me it's going to happen. And you know what? It's happening. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Q-Files 2.0. You better be on the Q-Files, please. And also gen6.com. Steve, my brother. Thanks for coming on. Didn't mean to yell in your ear.
Well, no. Hey, Doug.
I got to be honest with you. I have never seen such apathy, indifference, complacency, denial unto death. You know, I used to use that, and obviously our mutual fans would go nuts over it. If people aren't absolutely seeing this for what it is, and look, I'm on record, you know, by the way, I want one of those hats. Okay.
Hey, you know what? You don't have to pay the $99.95 we're selling for. I'm going to send it to you right now. So
I'm also going to, I want one with flying saucer rim on it. Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, you're watching mass murder on the order of anything of the combined death tolls of Mao, of Stalin, of Pol Pot, of and to go into the history of China, there were Chinese emperors in the different dynasties that would kill 10, 20 million people because it was easier to kill them than to feed them. Hello? That's the whole issue. But here's what's more important, Doug. I don't think life matters to anybody anymore, especially Christians who are told to resist evil, the shedding of our blood. And I'm sorry, I'm still getting over this cough. The issue.
No worries. And by the way, Steve, if you need me to take it, just say so. There's nothing to be worried about. Go ahead.
The thing that's astonishing is the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, I would say 99% of the people think Jesus was just using a metaphor when he said, if he, God the Father, didn't shorten the days for we the elect's sake, and a lot of people better start asking themselves, Lord, I say I know you, but the important part is, do you know me? People do not take their relationship with Jesus seriously. And seriously, Doug, I pun intended, double use of that, but we need to get to the point where is God's word true or not? But the Bible says, you know, when I woke up this morning, I was up at 4:30 with a coughing spell. And, you know, I'm taking everything you can take, nebulize this, nebulize that. And I was saying, God, what's the scripture that I can give today? And I said, and I, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I always pray that the Lord would take me out of the way. You know, some of, like, say, my anger. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And you just heard Doug telling you, do you hate evil? And if you don't hate evil, if you're not speaking out of evil, can I tell you something? I doubt you have the fear of the Lord. And I'm talking about a reverential awe that you lift up your hands to heaven. But the scripture that God gave me was the natural man receiveth not the things of God. Who's calling for the supernatural intervention of the living God with signs and wonders and miracles? And I'm telling you point blank, I've told, you know, obviously my Q-File subscribers, your audience, every time you're gracious to have me on the Thursdays and stuff, but we need the supernatural power of God, the Satanists, the occultists. I want you to know that it's so deep now in the military that what you're watching is the sacrifice of a nation. What you're seeing is the sacrifice of our fighting men. What you're going to see is every form of supernatural evil unless the Lord takes you. And by the way, Doug, a good friend of yours and mine of your show who came to Jesus through this podcast just went to be with him last night. Rob W. in Great Britain. Typical stuff. Wrong, wrong, wrong medicine. And once they banned him, he was toast. So the thing is that he loved the Lord, and he was a rough and tumble guy. I have a relationship with him that transcends, I guess, 2 or 3 years, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But his wife, Leslie, so keep his wife, Leslie. These people are in their early 30s. She's got a young daughter, like a newborn, what, a year old? But what I was saying to God, and I was, you know, people just give me the weakest willied, you know, instead of ED, they have AD, argument dysfunction, okay? 90% of the people that quote scripture to me don't live it.
Sometimes I suffer from the same thing, Steve, and not ED, but AD, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. The scripture's very clear that And this is the other issue I want to talk about before we get to Cumbre Vieja and stuff. Look, I've spent 26 years of my life ahead of the curve. I have been, you know, talking about stuff. And you know, I love it when people can't even take one hit on the internet, let them have, you know, 500,000 or whatever it is. But here's the thing. If people won't stick up for you, Doug Hagman, and me, my guess is they don't even stick up for Jesus. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I have a word. I won't use it on your program, but it fits. Just take chicken and Skittles, combine them together, and use the droppings of a chicken in a cage. How's that for a mystery today?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can, you feel free to say it because I've said worse, but that's a good thing though. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm giving mysteries so people can figure it out. You know, I'm not playing games. I've dedicated my life on talk radio, shortwave radio. And, you know, again, I thought I was toast. And I want to thank your listeners for praying for me. I want to thank you guys who are still praying for me. I know it's a long road and a long haul. And every time I hear of another person going into heaven, and I speak of them only in the present tense, my brother Greg Evenson. He's in heaven, but he's still my brother, Greg Evenson. And I want people to get something through their heads. You know, when the Lord takes me home, I don't want, well, Quayle passed and God judged him. You're right. And I had the great benefit of being taken out of my body, literally, as a young Christian, within a couple of years of my salvation, before the judgment seat of Jesus. And I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. And he doesn't sit there, you know, twiddling his thumbs. I'm talking to the Lord Jesus. I mean, no sacrilege in this. Saying, well, what about this, Steve? The time you did this, this, and this. I said, well, God, it's a good thing we got eternity because I got that. No, it's not about our sin. It's about our faithfulness. And instantly, all of our works that are done, all of the things that were done out of the Spirit of God versus the Spirit of self are made known. And, you know, it's like this. What will stand the eternal, and I say this, the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, it's the reward of faithfulness, not heaven or hell. You won't be before the judgment seat of Jesus if you weren't saved. But the great white throne judgment is for all others who will not make it into the kingdom of God. And the Lord asked me that question. You've heard me say it, I don't know, maybe 20 times, 30 times. Steve, why when I've given you so much, have you done so little? And I was on fire for Jesus, okay? I mean, I didn't feel good unless I was getting kicked out of someplace for Jesus. But again, what he put in my spirit at the end of the day, Doug, at the end of my life in the hospital, I was saying, God, I'm an unprofitable servant. And I was ready to go to heaven. And, you know, again, I told everybody, I said, Lord, why won't you take me? He said, because I'm honoring your prayers for the people that you want to have a transformational encounter with me. And that's why I want you to stay praying and stay saying what I tell you to speak. I heard that. And look, ladies and gentlemen, when I was out of my body or whatever, I don't know. I heard it. I think deep in my heart, I went, uh-oh, that means I got to stay longer. And people say, well, why would you say that? Because, Doug, all of the righteous indignation isn't changing a thing. I'm saying this outside of the Holy Spirit enabling us. And I want to make another statement. I come up against a lot of different guests. Look, Doug has people on his show. I don't do as many shows, but I guest with other people. And one minute they bring me on, then the next minute, for instance, Coast to Coast will bring on some warlock or some new age or something, you know, and dialogue's good. But the point that I want people to understand is all dialogue coming from my mouth forward must be to provoke the people of God to pray, get closer to Jesus. Now I'm talking about widows and amputees and stuff, although I know amputees that got more balls than, you know, athletes that jump around an NBA court, you know, grabbing their jewels. I think that was LeBron. I'm not a baseball guy, or I'm sorry, basketball. But, you know, you got fined 15 grand. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you know what, Doug? The scripture says, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so. The Old Testament. And I want to ask you this, because this is my wrestling point today. And then by the half hour, you know, in a few minutes, we'll get into the topic today. But how many people do you know that truly talk about Jesus? Not religious stuff, not, you know, future stuff, not present stuff. Can I ask you a question? Because, again, I don't have the luxury of time to, you know, watch all your shows, but just what you see. And then you may watch other stuff on YouTube and the internet. I simply, by the grace of God, I'm so busy trying to fulfill. And somebody says, well, then you're too busy. Not when God calls you to do something. And the bottom line is that what percent, may I ask you? And you know, take a wild guess. Well, what percent?
Okay, so if I understand the question correctly, out of the people that we... That in the real world, right? In the real world, or in the alternative media or in the new media?
Alternative media, and specifically your guests on your show.
I would say 90% on our show. 90, maybe that's higher. Maybe it's closer to almost all the guests I have, I mean, with the exception of some outliers. They talk about salvation and about salvation through, most importantly, Jesus Christ. Now, again, the regular guests, pretty much all of them. That's, by the way, Steve, that's a non-negotiable point. We can disagree on whatever, but if we... The one thing that's non-negotiable is the fact that the only way by way of salvation is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's non-negotiable. So, but how many people actually talk about that? A very high percentage. I'm going to say in the 90s. Okay.
So then alternative news that you may watch, you know, I would say this, the people that have come to the end of their limits of thinking there's something politically that can be done, I think those have lessons. So, but what my position seems to be is that when I listen intermittently, I'm like a timing light for an engine. There's sure a lot of, we got to, there's bravado, there's bullshit, S-E-T-E-T, and there's cowardice saying, you got to go do something, you know? And the question I have is, if you don't, I'm speaking generally, you is all of us, if we don't understand the lateness of the hour and we don't understand the need for God's power, then seriously, what do we believe that's functional? Because I believe, and I'm on record, and you know, I don't think that maybe Dave Hodges was there too, but I was calling Mengele, okay, the mass murderer for what he was, Fauci, forgive me, the mass murderer, you know, years ago. And again, you cannot separate his financial vested interests or his saluting Satan with ever, I won't even do it, the finger signs, not the middle finger, but they're two fingers up. You know, you see it in all the Baphomet statues. And the all the rah-rah. And here's another rhetorical question. What has changed with all the bullshit, S-H-E-E-T, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, if that word offends you, go buy a sandbox, show me the receipt for a sandbox, and I'll send you some money to buy some sand and kids' toys to sit there and play with it as the world burns up. The problem I'm trying to stay on point with is, brother, we don't stand for the innocent. We don't stand for the helpless. We don't lend helping hands. We have everybody that I know, quite candidly, in the majority of my Christian life, Doug, the hand that they shake, the hug that they give, at some point when your direction or leading or guidance transcends them, the handshake turns, and I don't have a dagger handy. I got a sword, but you know the.
I'd worry about you if you had a dagger handy, but okay.
Yeah, no, thank you. But I mean, the point is, how many times have you, and you know, some of the people I'm talking about that have been close to you, close to me, how many times have I love you, brother, turned to, you know, you miserable blankety blankety blank. So here's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, Steve, you and I are both well ventilated. Okay.
You know, good. We're colanders. Yeah,
there you go.
That's a kitchen term. But the point I think I'm trying to make today, and I got to get into Cumbre Vieja, is nothing that is life-threatening to us matters to us. Or I should say it a different way. Nothing, unless it's life-threatening to us, matters to us. Now, look, I'm not here to throw rocks at, you know, when I heard your thing on Franklin Graham. Where is even basic logic? He took the vaxes. You think, Doug, that maybe everybody who's in their computer system, you know, if Quayle, I want to say this, somebody put a rumor out that I'd taken the vaccine. And I have not taken the vaccine. All I said is that when I went into the hospital, the emergency room, they wanted to do two things. They wanted to vax me and put me on remdesivir. I said no to both, okay? So I just have to say that. And, let me say this. Whatever crazy bastard, male or female, and when I use the word bastard, if that word in the biblical context, which means deriving from the fallen angels, having sex with earth women, producing the progeny of evil, if that offends people, then I got to tell you something. They, and not only do they go to the sandbox, but go get the diapers while they're still available, or you'll end up like Biden being pulled off the stage because he couldn't control his bowels. And there's so many eyewitnesses to that. So number one, ladies and gentlemen, he's not only feeding us that crap, pun intended, but he can't control that crap. So the outrage, and that's the word I want, Doug, the outrage, and you were just expressing your outrage, that they're killing our kids, they're killing humanity. And I want to make this clear. With me, the whole vaccination, mutagenic injection, I have never changed from the time I wrote Genetic Armageddon. And what was interesting, I came up with a slogan years ago, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way, you end up dead. Now you got liberal leftist politicians, dumbass economic guys saying, if you don't take the shot, you should be shot. You and I talked before this program today, just to get our times right on my part. I think you said 187,000, 197,000 guns that were sold Black Friday?
Yeah, 187,000 and change, yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, and Doug told me something I didn't know, that years ago, I was a gun dealer, okay? I mean, like a long time. Had indoor shooting ranges, blah, blah, blah. The thing is that you can discern the political and the leanings, pun intended, of clients, because most clients will say something, most customers will say something. And I think you told me, didn't you, that the consensus of a couple of gun dealers that you talked to, they said this is a whole different crowd. Will you elaborate on that? Because I want to prove a point.
Yeah, sure. Briefly, and by the way, to let you know, I mean, Steve's up at all hours of the night. This was a conversation that took place early in the early hours of the morning. And by the way, Steve, we do have like 30 minutes roughly. So okay. Take your time. Okay, take your time. Okay. But the essence of the conversation was 187,000 plus. I'm going to say 187,500 roughly. Again, give or take a few. Background checks, not gun sales. Background checks were done. I spoke with two retail gun dealers. Two, the individual stated differently by both, but meaning the same thing. There was a different clientele that they serviced Black Friday and even up to Black Friday. There was a different type of clientele. These were not the USA Patriot, constitutional people. These were people, in the words that were used, hey, there's something wrong. There's a dark purpose here behind a lot of these people. Now, I'm not saying everyone, they're not saying everyone, but there was a different feel to the purchases. Now, I don't know. This is just in the Northeast part of the country, so it may be different in your area, so don't take my word for it. I'm just telling you what I was told by two separate retailers, and there you have it.
I think it's important. I talk to a lot of dealers, distributors, firearms across the country, but I also talk to people that see and have seen, and I've reported on it, where all of the weapons and the billions of dollars worth of ammo was strategically placed by the abomination of desolation. So when I saw the picture of Obama and I saw the picture of Fauci with children, I thought, God, how many people will put two and two together? And thankfully you did. But again, we're not just railing on stuff. And the other thing, and by the way, I was talking to Doug, I think at 4:30 my time or 4:30, you know, after midnight, you know, the critical point in all this is they're mocking. First of all, they believe that Christians are impotent. And we're going to be presenting, Doug, it looks like the third week in December, our fundraiser, you and I, we're going to be bringing out the glyptionary of all the ancient symbols. And I sent one out on Monday so you can actually see the flavor. So I want people to know, if I put an abbreviation of FA, that's fallen angels. And it's really critical that people understand this. I am on record as saying some of the world leaders you think are human are not. They can take the form of human beings. They do. Even the Bible says Satan himself and his ministers can transform themselves into angels or ministers of light. So they can fake it. And if there was ever a time for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially discernment, and I'm praying for that, I told everybody, look, you know, I made the mistake long ago of taking people at face value. And I mean, I'm getting over it, but it's taken me, you know, a while. I won't meet with anybody outside of my store. And by the way, I don't tell anybody where it's at on purpose, unless they're a client. But the idea, ladies and gentlemen, is just simply this. If the enemy of a man's household will be those of his own family, what will your next door neighbor turn into? Because you remember this, Doug, we've become a nation of finks, F-I-N-K-S, and a nation of finks sinks. And not only does that, but I would say that the betrayal society stinks. Now, I want to get back to something because this is really critical for this part of the show. As most people know, I've been on talk radio a long enough time. I've been in the, if you will, alternate media when it was just newsletters. And, you know a lot of people, a lot of places. The sum total of knowledge that I've gained hasn't been because I went and read it here, read it there. God fulfilled his word to me that he would bring people to me if I would be faithful to warn his people. Again, when I thought I was going to go to be with Jesus and I was just the last breath away, all I could think about is, oh, God, I wish I'd been. I could have done this, could have done that. And I started crying because I said, God, every single thing I've warned about for 26 years to all my lying detractors from hell are in play, you know? And you've been honest. You knew I used to, wow, Steve's over the big one, you know? My former people I was in contact with, they couldn't handle anything outside of their discipline. So normal scientists trained in normal physics could not handle black physics, like, let's say, cloaking and all the things now that are coming out that seem like, ooh, that's advanced. No, you suck portrayed. But here's the thing I think that we've got to say. Look, some of us don't know when our last breath is, but are we being faithful? Not everybody's called to be Doug Hagman or Steve Quayle or Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Dave Hodges or anybody else that's out there on the enemy hit list. But the bottom line is that being faithful is what God calls a man or woman to do. But I can tell you this, you know, if I had enough time and energy, brother, and I don't have either, you know, I would put out there, seriously, I put out, well, I better not say it because it can be taken both ways, but some will go out and take the name and then, you know, run with it. I've done that before. I go register it and then want to sell it back to me. But, you know, I was going to have an online fellowship once called the Fellowship of the Black Sheep, okay? Nothing to do with the color of a man's skin, but there's a lot of us that, you know, can't feel comfortable in churches and stuff because the pastors are, you know, meow. That's my guess, meow. You know, the thing is, and, you know, for communion, and I'm not making fun of the communion of the living God, but for communion, they just soon hand out bowls of milk and have everybody lap milk, okay, with their face down the bowl. Well, I kept Gideon, or that God gave Gideon the wisdom that the people that lapped water by bowing their face to it weren't the ones that he'd deliver Israel from. Remember, it was the ones that watched and brought the water to their mouths. Constant vigilance, constant vigilance. There is no vigilance. And Doug, the last thing I'll say, the fact that they're killing our children with a vaccination, think about it beyond this. You're watching the death of the human race. They're already doing it, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about two-month-old babies. You're and all of the experiment and all of the hideous, horrible things that are going on in the ritual disappearance and slaughter and white slavery. And we, you know, we sit around, I would say this, dealing with nothing that matters, okay? Social justice, you know, so thank you. Thanks, Eric. Social justice. You know, the society is totally debauched. Now, I want to bring up, if we could, Eric, will you put up that, or Doug, did you send Eric that picture of Cumbre Vieja showing the...
I did. Give us a second to cycle that through. And Cumbre Vieja. I want to say this. You've got your finger on the pulse of this. You know, there's a lot, look, okay, people have different, they look at different sources, different charts, different things, you know. Folks, you're gonna get misinformation, disinformation, and a lot of it's unintentional, a lot of it's well-intended, but, I tend to look at what you provide because you've got, like, a lot of basis for what you're giving. So go ahead. Is it ready here, or yes?
Yeah. When it's right, you know, one of the things is that I could say, well, I feel this. I get a lot of feeling, you know. By the way, the song I hate more than in the world than any song that's ever been written is that one called Feelings, you know. I mean, you know, I call it a knife to the throat, a vomit out of. I mean, that's how much I hate that song. When people are talking about feelings, they're moving in the emotional realm and they're no longer moving in the empirical science. We're watching that in the whole vaccination of the human race, annihilation of the human race. They won't even deal with science because he who controls the narrative controls the outcome. So now that you had, or you thought, a human-hating head of Twitter, now you got a guy that basically says, screw the First Amendment, and he equates white people and racists. I like to tell him to go you-know-what himself. And that means, in case you think I'm using another word, take a sharp stick down your throat, you know, and croak, okay? So the point is that there's not a whimper. I guarantee you Christians will stay on Twitter. I guarantee it. They'll bitch when they're cut off. Oh, the Faces of Death book. You know, the Faces of Death book should be called the Wah Chronicles, in my opinion, but I'll just leave it there. Crybaby Chronicles. That's a better statement. But Cumbre Vieja is one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, that's really a threat. Like, for instance, the last big volcanic explosions in the United States or in, the Philippines, 1980, Mount St. Helens, okay? And it was literally, it only took, and this is interesting, it only took 15 days for the ash cloud to spread out and circle the globe, okay? 15 days. And then 1991, Mount Pinatubo, Pinatubo in the Philippines, which just went off, I think, 2 days ago. In other words, started emitting ash, and it went into the 30,000 foot level, you know, the ash cloud, 30,000 feet, you know, a few more thousand feet, I'd start singing 8 miles High by the Birds. But the bottom line is that we're now watching the global volcanoes. So let's fast forward to La Palma. Let's fast forward to the Canary Islands. I've never claimed to be a geologist. I've never claimed to be a scientist. One guy rattled me. I wish you knew more about physics. I don't know, but I used to some of the brightest physicists in the world. I used to interview some of them. And oh, by the way, thinking back, Doug, now the Chinese are talking about coming at the United States with neutron bombs provided by them, by the senior Bush when he was president, because a man who invented it was at the ceremony and he was weeping. And I had him, Sam Cohen. He's passed away now.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Cumbre Vieja is a real threat. And thank you so much, Eric. The real threat is so, how should I say this? Not what you're seeing just in the earthquake count. And you had a guest, no names, you know. I love the guy. He's my friend. But I submit that his feelings and his data were insufficient to tell everybody, don't worry about it, okay? And I want to share this, you know. Look at, and this is only available to the Q-File subscribers, you know, it's on my, what's called, private briefing, and I only charge $10 a month, and people get to, you know, get these private briefings, but I go around the world and talk to experts or cutouts. A cutout is somebody that cannot have any direct contact with me. And there are those who are in the Pentagon that have other people and they filter them stuff. They get a hold of me, okay? So why should people believe me over, you know, your, you know, whoever it is that takes the opposite position? They shouldn't, but they should believe the data. They should understand this. If a certain scientist is saying, here's the magma temperature, here's the carbon pool. Most people know what a carbon pool is. There's a lot of carbon fools, and they're all Democrats and kiss the ass of the devil Republicans, in my opinion. And seriously, I'm not pulling any punches here. But the carbon pool is what the magma sits on. So guys, that I didn't know what that was until I had a very bright man explain it to me. And we put that into the newest Q-File alert, the private briefing. And if you want to get it, you have to sign up. And then I get the people that are always crybabies about everything. The thing is, look, around the world, we're seeing strange geologic events, but nothing that can affect the United States further faster than the sloughing of the slope of Cumbre Vieja. And Eric, if you can put that, the one up where it shows literally a line of demarcation of magma, it's the most profound thing I've ever seen. And I've been talking about volcanoes for 25 years. Okay, Doug, look at you. You see what we're talking about right there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And that's the entire south end of their island, or whatever end of the island is, depending on the geography. But ladies and gentlemen, it looks almost like somebody, and I believe, you know, I believe it's so obvious. Is this not a warning? There's been nothing that transects or dissects an island like this that has ever equaled this or matched this, okay? There's just nothing. So when I saw that, I thought, well, God, they won't read the handwriting on the wall, even if it's with your finger. Maybe they'll see the finger of God pointing at the world saying, look at what's happening. Not to mention, Europe right now is experiencing from this volcanic eruption, they're a record cold. Now remember, 15 days for this to circle the Earth, if it were Mount St. Helens and Mount Pinatubo, you know, it was astronomical cover, and the global cooling by 1 degree Fahrenheit. I don't think people understand. A degree here, a degree there. It's not like trillion here, trillion there in printed dollars. That has massive effects on the entire life cycle of the ocean, from plankton to krill to mammals to fish, all the way up to human consumption. Where the disconnect comes is that most people will not take seriously any threat to the East Coast. And I will tell you this, I know people who are in the military, who are getting, I don't know the names. And Doug, I've operated on principle for 25-6 years on talk radio and podcasting. I don't want to know names because I can't slip, okay? And you remember when I did know names and I got an issue with what can I say, what can I not say? But in this case, the reason the data comes to me and not the other resident, and I don't consider myself a resident expert, I consider myself, if you will, a clearinghouse for the stuff that is not on most people's radar. Now, kudos to Hal Turner. I know people, I know his background. He's open about it, FBI informant, they burned him, and then he, you know, went to jail and he's out. But he still is willing to lay down his life to get information out there. And so yesterday, and if I'm off a day, Doug, I apologize. But he was talking about the warning that was driving him crazy by some of his intel guys to have your bags packed and ready, you know, and to move out in 5 minutes. Well, interestingly enough, yesterday, I don't know the time, yesterday, concurrent with Hal, I don't listen to Hal's broadcast. I just don't have time. And that's, I just don't have time. I have to redeem the time I have, you know, in essence. But within, concurrent, within an hour, not knowing what Hal had said, I could check the time. It was within an hour or two. Don't want to be deceptive. I was getting emails from one of my sources saying, here's what's going on. The military has been put on a 5-minute notice that once that notice is given, that's all dependent on Cumbre Vieja, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Once it's given, they move all aircraft, everybody as fast as they can, by whatever means as they can. In other words, whatever they can drive, get on, get out in, you know, and head west off the East Coast. Well, now you have two sources independent. And for the record, I have no clue who Hal's, information sources are. He has no clue who mine are. But I don't think this is just synchronicity. Just like Eric put up that picture of pretty much a third of the island being cut off, that's never happened before. So all of the warnings about Cumbre Vieja, C-U-M-B-R-E, sorry, are on the internet showing what a tsunami will look like. I won't even post, Doug, until I get multiple verification of what the supercomputer results. I don't even know how to move my mouse. That's about it. This, you know, I know how to move my mouth, but when it comes to computers, I openly confess I'm ignorant. But the point that I'm trying to get across to everyone is that the supercomputers of the world, and I asked for the names of them, and then I checked the names of them. These are computer programs, secret computers most people don't exist. I had no clue. Okay, I personally had no clue. And the...
Let me ask you a question, because I don't mean to interrupt you midstream, but I give you a little break too. I believe I was the benefactor during the investigations with Russ and his team of the output from some of those computers. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay. So folks, the reason I asked that question is I've seen what they can do. And it blew my mind. It's still blowing my mind. My mind's blown. It's gone. Gone. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, maybe you can take half of yours, half of mine, the parts that aren't blowing, and put them together. I'll be okay in a sec.
Sure. All right. And folks, let me just take this opportunity. Steve, go ahead and get a drink. But let me take this opportunity to plug the Q-Files, his private briefings. You know what? As a father, as a person who I believe is responsible for, you know, my family's safety, the information pipeline, I would love this as a Christmas gift, the subscription to the Q-Files, if I didn't have it already. If you exchange Christmas gifts, here's yet another idea. And this is one that's well worth every single penny, because I'll tell you, I do know how much it costs, Steve, for operations, and, you know, to even another extent for information, because there is a cost of information. But you know what? Again, every penny it's worth it. Go to stevecoyle.com, click on the link for the Q Files Gen 6. Eric, am I right? Gen 6.com? Is that right? Q-Files, yeah. Q-Files.tv, Q-Files.tv. I have a bookmark, so Q-Files.tv. Folks, again, Q-Files.tv. And that was a plug for the Q-Files because I believe information is absolutely critical, and the timing of it is critical as well. Go ahead, sir, if you're okay.
Yep. Well, again, Doug, the amount of information is coming so fast late at night that there are specific people around the world. One of them, God bless him, Manuel Petiat, I probably kill his name, P-E-T-I-A-T, The Strange Sounds. He's one of the influencers of Galileo. And Galileo is up now, and I apologize because they had a lot of data issues. In other words, people are signing up for it. And Galileo, for those of you who have satellite phones, is an information continual source. You have to turn your phone on to get it. But the point is of influencers, thank you, Eric, that are out telling people what's coming in the off hours. Now, Manuel's in Switzerland. We have guys in Asia. So the cool thing about this, Doug, is there's input coming in all the time. And so you not only have to register for it, Mike Adams, we've got Dave Hodges, we've got me, we've got you. I mean, there's like seven or eight Manuel Petiat, Strange Sounds. But ladies and gentlemen, a lot of information comes to us. And interestingly enough, the people I'm talking to are getting used to not sleeping because they know everything. Everyone has a sense, Doug, that's aware, not dead or, you know, challenged intellectually. I'm not picking on anybody. That stuff is going on 24 hours a day. So Galileo, and you can spell Galileo.com. And if you got a sat phone, please sign up for it. Yes, it costs you something. The people that set up Galileo have spent millions to do it. They absolutely, and there's only, by the way, and people need to know this, they can go on Doug's website or my website, the satellite phone store. You know, they've only got 500 phones between December 15th. There you go. Between December 15th and the end of the year with no guarantee that they'll have more. And so what's happening is people are taking it up. But I want to tell them, if you have a satellite phone, you don't get the information briefs, and the entire satellite phone issue is so that Doug and I and others can communicate, but we get also only text. We can send text to the people that have satellite phones. For instance, Foreign Minister Lavrov from Russia is warning, we're on a war footing, Russia stating that. Ukraine, Putin addressed the nation of the world. He's telling the U.S. and NATO, you get across my red line, I take you out. Putin has told the world they reserve the right for a first strike. Back to Cumbre Vieja. If Cumbre Vieja starts having what I call jackhammer earthquakes, and I've had famous geologists tell me, oh, that's not right. Well, let me share this with you. If you have a jackhammer, like, you know, construction guys use, and you hit the same point from different angle, the way the jackhammer hits here will generate a wave this way. If the jackhammer, let's say, goes at 30, 45 degree angle, that's how you can have three earthquakes in the 6.6. And I asked, I said, you know, this is BS. They had 3.6 earthquakes within a minute of each other in the Izu, I-Z-U, not Isuzu, Izu Islands. And I said, you know, they put 6.6, 6.4, 6.6. And I said, you know, that isn't right. That's got to be a 6.6. And sure enough, it was. Why is that important? Because it's sending a message. So Cumbre Vieja, what will be the sign? I think this is, you know, important for people to understand that when you start seeing triple sixes and you start seeing what are called, oh, good night, continual tremors. And there's a word for it. It's just not coming out of my head right now. Harmonic tremors. Thank you, Lord. There is something in there. Harmonic tremors. And interestingly enough, the man named Bernard Chouet, C-H-O-U-E-T, that works for the USGS, I don't know him personally, but he finally got everybody's attention at the USGS when back in 1991, he said, Mount Pinatubo is going to blow. He presented his case, and quite candidly, I don't think that many people listened until they remembered that he was the only guy that had warned about it getting set to go. So, you know, consensus. And Doug, I have a golden rule because God created the gold, and God's rules is total throughout eternity. But here's the thing. You cannot take, and that's why I'm telling you, everything I'm saying, take it to the Lord in prayer. And, you know, people get mad at me and say, well, God never answers me. Then I said, then find out why. Well, I guess, you know, one guy was honest. He said, well, I guess I'm shacked up with my girlfriend. I said, what did you get? No, seriously, he was. He was honest. He got married. And then he said, now I understand. Because, and I'm not just talking about shacking up with your girlfriend. I mean, I've had people that are, what's it called when they're committing adultery? There's another word for it. A girl on the side.
Shagging? I mean, I don't. Oh.
You know, Austin Powers. No. But, or every other thing. Or, you know, they're on this or that. And you know, or they're, I had to tell one woman never to email me again. And I want people to know this. Because she called me drunker than a skunk. And she's a woman who's in the Patriot movement, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to give any more detail on that. I said to her, woman, I didn't call her woman. I should have. I didn't swear. I didn't do anything. You have a problem. You are an alcoholic. By the way, there were third parties involved that she wanted to bring into this. And the third parties know of what I speak. And I said, once you get your habit dealt with, then you will have a relationship with Jesus that you've never had before. And Doug, I got to be honest with you. And look, I'm just trying to be real, okay? She asked me numerous times, do I love her? And I said numerous times, no, I don't like you. Well, you said love of your enemies and all that stuff. What I was trying to say to her is love is not demanded. Love is given. God doesn't demand that we love him. We meet Jesus. We love him. So, and this is a second, I'm just using this example, but here's why this is critical. If people get mad at me when I say, take the Lord in prayer because God doesn't talk to them, then they need to find out why the Lord isn't speaking to them. Because the Bible, then Jesus is a liar. He said, his sheep hear his voice. I'm warning people. And to the, and I thank you for the pressing people. Sign up for my private briefings because they are worth the money. And you said something. I don't think people understand this. When I put on a conference, obviously I make money. I turn that money around and send expeditions. And while I've got, you know, this week, I want you to be praying for Jesse. When we have the fundraiser, if I told you where he was, and I can't, obviously he's in, you know, someplace between Mexico City and Lima, Peru, okay, back and forth, different places. If I told you what was going on right now, your minds would be blown. Look, I have a mind that's pretty filled with a lot of stuff, and it's blowing my mind. And so the thing is that I'm asking that you pray for God's supernatural direction, his safety and provision. Because again, nobody talks the talks. It's like the old statement, cash talks, BS walks. And when we do an expedition in Mexico and use Mexico nationals, we pay those guys $100 a day. Some places in Mexico, that's an entire half a year's salary. And I want people to understand this. So we need to be as generous. And Doug, I want to thank all of your listeners who are supporting our veterans ministry. And I got to say this too. How much time do we have?
We have up to 5 minutes.
Okay. December is going to be the month for veterans who know Jesus. The money that goes out is to help you buy food. If you have already received a check, don't ask me again. We have a spreadsheet. I'm looking to help any vets who are on the street, any vets who are living in their cars, who are hungry. I have, you know, I start out that way, but you must email me. When you email me and tell me you're a veteran, I want to see whatever, a discharge or some kind of military ID. I already caught two people claiming to be vets and they weren't.
And do not do it on someone else's behalf, the veteran.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, right. You cannot. Now, if you know someone who needs the help, then have them give you the military ID. Because again, I had one woman probably send me everybody, including her Cocker Spaniel, saying they need help, you know? And that was like a lesson in The Maze Runner. But here's the thing. Our listeners, Doug, your subscribers, your Patreon, my subscribers, I don't have Patreon, have been so generous and gracious. And it's so touching. And it's such a blessing that we're able to do this. And so this month, December, I guess it's December 2nd, is veterans are given the priority. I want to share one thing that was interesting to me. There are widows who are extremely grateful, but there are other widows who are absolutely demanding. I will only tell people this. Don't kick a blessing from the Lord. I'm a vessel. Look, I'm like this cup. The cup holds water. Thank you, Jesus. Fresh water. You'll all realize that grace was when you had food. You'll be saying, thank you, Jesus, for the water. As the water disappears, the drought increases and the famine. That's true. That's not a, you know, anything. But here's the deal. We're trying to help the people that need help, but we can't support. I've had people ask me to pay their rent, pay their mortgage off, pay their car off, get them teeth. One lady went out and ordered $10,000 worth of, dental work, didn't check with me, and then sent me the bill. I said, it doesn't work that way. You know, excuse me, this money is for food. And Doug, now as the shells, you remember we started this and offered this, what, months ago?
Yep.
And now there's less and less. Go try and find chunky beef soup. Try and find any beef soup. Try and find any protein. We are watching the forced starvation of an entire nation. What Stalin did to the Ukraine under the Holodomor, Holodomore. The starvation of 15, 17, 20 million people, you're watching it on a grander scale in the United States of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, Cumbre Vieja, again, not taking a rabbit trail, but definition, the amount of volcanic ash, sulfur dioxide, glass particles going off is phenomenal. I'm actually, I've asked these guys who know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Obviously, I want them to give me the cubometric volume that's in the upper atmosphere. And I said, will you guys model it for me? I know how to talk the talk. I just don't know how to do it. If we saw Mount Pinatubo, you know, 20 million tons of sulfur dioxide, and this thing kicks out 60, and we got a 1 degree, what does a 3 degree temperature variation look like? Okay. I don't think anybody else is talking about that in relation to Cumbre Vieja. I don't think anybody else is talking about why are the nation's subs, whether it's Russian subs, U.S. subs, maybe a couple Chinese subs, but why are they being basically told to stay away? Because, Doug, when we're talking about the island, we're talking about the island that protrudes out of the ocean. It goes back to my statement, whether we're dealing with the ancient pyramids of Giza, and we're dealing with any lost civilizations, the Aztec alien civilizations. Ladies and gentlemen, you see what they see, but it's beneath the... So what I'm saying to you is the truth lies beneath the surface. So if I said, and I know we've got to run out of time, if I said, it's just the earthquakes, they're diminishing, no problem. That's the biggest lack of data lie I've ever heard.
Steve, God bless you. Thank you. We're going to leave it right there. I'm going to ask people to pray for you, pray for the restoration of your health, your lung capacity. Thank you so much for your gracious gift of time. And I know it's uncomfortable for you, But I'm glad you're getting stronger. I'm glad to see you, brother. I really am. I love you.
Thank you, Doug. And I want my foil hat.
Going to send one to you. Eric, the tech, is going to fashion it. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, of course, regular time, regular place, and Patreon this Sunday. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.